That's basically kind of like a permanent fund for the medical center, kind
of? It is, yeah. It covers a bunch of... It was initially set up years ago in 1990 as a way to encourage medical professionals to either come to Petersburg and help with either paying back some of their loans, or mostly it was to help for any education. And then it's grown since then, and then it was dormant for a while, but its initial purpose is scholarships for continuing education, but also for... other item would be capital improvements that either aren't in the budget or beyond the fiscal means of the medical center.
Which is what the Paddle Battle has been helping to fund, some annual needs that haven't been in the budget.
Right. It started 4 years ago with a need for some parallel bars in the physical therapy department. And I remember, thanks to KFSK, I think you were talking to Caitlin Duras, who is one of our physical therapists, about the condition of them, and a gentleman called in, sure that he could fix it. I don't know who it was, and he came in and said, came to the physical therapy department and said, yep, you're right, these cannot be fixed. It was one of our bigger cheerleaders that year. The second year, we fundraised for the new shower, which is quite nice, and the shower was from the 50s. So it's a nice one for our long-term care residents, as well as anyone staying in the hospital that needs assistance in showering. And then last year was a shower chair. And I think if you visit the hospital, you can kind of understand more of the needs of why that chair was purchased. Not only is it helpful for staff for workers' comp claims or just even their own physical strength of being able to help patients and residents, but also it allows the patient to be kept warmer and more comfortable while they're in the process of being bathed. And this year we're looking at wheelchairs.
Yeah, so wheelchairs are for general use, for long-term care patients, for anyone who's non-ambulatory.
Correct.
Around the hospital.
Yes, and so some of them will be, we may choose to buy different styles, some that are just more for moving patients from one area to the next, versus you would buy a different style for a long-term care resident that is sitting in that chair for long periods of time during the day. And so you can imagine even just a work chair at your own desk, you would want that to be maybe more ergonomically and comfortable than, say, a desk that you would sit in for 20 minutes, desk chair.
The ones that you're currently using, are they old?
They are old. They are older style. They still work, but sometimes they're very difficult to maneuver, particularly ones if you want to take residents downtown to enjoy any of the festivities. It's quite difficult to push them back up the hill, and just to make sure you carefully take them down the hill. It's like a lot of things that, you know, technology moves ahead. There's things that make the job easier, less difficult, but also is more comfortable for the patient as well as a resident. And so it's kind of time to replace some of that equipment. Some of them don't work properly the way they're designed anymore because they've just worn out. And even physical therapy talks about how it's difficult for a patient when they're working with them. They need certain types of equipment moved out of the way that they can't because of the style of wheelchair that we happen to have still.
Is there a goal for a number of wheelchairs that you're hoping to get?
Our goal is what it's been, has kind of remained each year, is right around the $10,000 mark, because that would enable us to buy several for residents that would be comfortable, but also some of the ones that are the less expensive ones that just get you from point A to point B in the hospital if you're in it for a shorter period of time. So it'll allow us to be a little more flexible with what the style, different styles that you purchase, that we would purchase. So if we make more than that, then the more will be purchased, but we'll get what we figured that $10,000 would get us to a good spot.
Okay. And the Paddle Battle itself hasn't changed dramatically in the last few years.
No.
It's a couple different choices people can paddle from.
Yes. Papke's Landing at 8 a.m. on Saturday the 15th. And then the hope is by around 11, because they'll get into Scow Bay and usually want to take a break, because that's a pretty long distance from Papke's all the way to Scow Bay. And then we usually pick up a group of people in Scow Bay that continue on. And occasionally we have one or two people at South Harbor. We still like to keep that open for anybody to join the crowd at that point and go all the way to Sandy Beach. And I did consult with both Scott Roberge and the Coast Guard on dates and tide times, and they both agreed on the 15th was a good day because you won't be working against the tide, it'll be helping you. And now we just cross our fingers for some good weather.
And finish at Sandy Beach.
Sandy Beach, yep.
There's some kind of a picnic as
the
end.
The Medical Center Foundation Board will be cooking, as well as some other board members and staff members. And we'll have hot dogs, hamburgers, and turkey burgers, as well as some sides and dessert and fruit platter. And lots of water for the participants. And then if any of them need help in getting back to their vehicles or getting their kayaks back home, then we'll be there to help for that as well. So we appreciate any of the participants that do spend their Saturday doing this, not only paying to do it, but also some of them are walking around with pledge sheets so that if you can't participate, it's a way of donating to the cause as well as just encouraging your family or friend that happened to be participating in it.